The wicked wiener will haunt you for your trespasses.
Today is Friday, November 1st, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm editor-in-chief Liana Norman. Today I'm here with Spinnaker's managing editor, Heidi Ortiz. Heidi, tell me about your top story of the week.
So my top story of the week is sitting down with the provost. I got to sit down with Simon Rhodes, our newest provost, replacing Pam Challey. And Dan Moon, who's been here for a while now, but just got promoted to associate provost.
How long has Simon Rhodes been with the university?
So Simon Rhodes has been with the university for actually 2 months now. So he's fairly new. He's not even from Florida, I believe. So he's fairly new, but he says he's really pleased with the way that the Szymanski administration is running the university. So that's good.
And how long has Dan Moon been with the university?
Dan Moon's been with the university for about 15 years now, so pretty long. He was previously a biology professor, so.
What did you guys talk about?
So basically they talked about what it was like to work with the Szymanski administration. We also asked them what their daily lives looks like in the office. Pretty busy, apparently. The goals that they have for the semester is to improve student health and student mental health, which has also been one of the goals for our student body president, John Alaska. But academic affairs is also trying to help with that as well. They're just basically focused on student goals, student achievement. I think that's what the Szymanski administration is about, is about in general, making sure that the students are supported and feel like the university is helping them out through whatever obstacles.
And what plan in place do they have to support these goals?
So one of the goals that they mentioned was that they wanted to let students know that they're physically going to be there. So one of the things that they're working on is showing up to more student events, and supporting the students, not just behind the desk, but also...
So more recognition.
Exactly.
So that... Because I feel like as it stands, and correct me if I'm wrong, the majority of students, if they saw Simon Rhodes or Dan Moon on the sidewalk, I mean, probably more Simon Rhodes than Dan Moon since he's only been at the university for 2 months. And Dan Moon used to be a professor. But I feel like if they saw Rhodes or Moon on the sidewalk, maybe they wouldn't recognize who they are.
Exactly.
So am I correct in saying that they want a more name and face recognition and presence on campus?
Yes, that's correct. More student engagement in general.
Stick with us because when we get back, we're going to talk about the Great Wall of Jacksonville. What is it? Stick around to find out.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Huh?
What's up, Doc?
I got a question, man.
Sure.
Who has the world record for most entertaining show and greatest show ever in the history of shows about stuff, music, and comedy?
Wait, what?
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Well, Dave, what's more entertaining, staring at a wall and doing nothing on Wednesday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
or staring at a wall and listening to the Doc G Show on a Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, definitely looking at the wall and listening to Doc G Show.
There you have it, folks. All the reason to tune in to the Doc G Show. Listen to me, the Doc,
Blam.
And Dave Burleyman Berlin, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. on Spinnaker Radio.
Say what?
I'm here with Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
I have a new story about the Great Wall of Jacksonville.
What is the Great Wall of Jacksonville, Drew?
Well, the UNF men's soccer team won 1-0 yesterday, and I talked to the main defenseman named LJ Estes. He coined the term the Great Wall of Jacksonville for their lockdown defense.
So the Great Wall of Jacksonville is not a wall. It
per
is
se.
A wall of men.
Yes.
On the UNF soccer team.
Yes.
Who happened to be the UNF soccer team's defense.
Yes.
Is their defense really that good?
Well, think about it this way. The first place team, the ASUN, has 32 goals. We are the fourth place. We have 9 goals.
So we deserve the name.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing.
If you can't score, you got to stop.
Who came up with the name? How did this come about?
So it was the LJSCs. I talked to him yesterday in an interview. He just coined the term out of nowhere. And I'm like, that's a golden opportunity.
Is this like a joke amongst the team?
It is, but it could be a new motto now for the team. Could be on t-shirts, could be on, you know, I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Yes, and but yeah, good time talking to him, and just the team looks good for the playoffs, and maybe we'll see Greg Ball Jacksonville merch happening around UNF in a couple years.
Maybe. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
Stick with us, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Jacksonville Film Festival. Yes, it's back.
Spinnaker Radio and TV team up to make a super team so that once a month we can provide you with one of the most awesomeness experiences this side of the St. John's River has ever seen or heard of in the history of human existence. On the Couch comes out with a new live performance and behind-the-scenes interviews every month for you. We have Jacksonville natives, up-and-comers, drifters with different music, ideas, and performances. Keep your eyes and ears open for the next episode so you don't miss out on the magic and talent that we have. And you can only get it at one place. Right here at Spinnaker Radio. It airs the last Saturday of every month at 6 p.m.
Our next story comes to you from our features editor, Brianna Cataldo, who is not here to talk about it, but I am. San Marco Theater is hosting the Jacksonville Film Festival on November 15th through the 17th. The festival is celebrating Jacksonville's popular film history. I bet you didn't know that Jacksonville used to be called Winter Film Capital of the World. Apparently, the theme of the festival honoring Jacksonville's film history will be called First Hollywood. Jacksonville was once home to 30 studios. The festival notes Jacksonville's film history and wants to encourage future film communities to use the city to their own benefit. About 100 independent films were selected to be shown at the festival. You can purchase tickets at www.jacksonvillefilmfestival.com. That's all lowercase, all one word, jacksonvillefilmfestival.com. Tune in next Friday at 2 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Heidi Ortiz, our managing editor, Drew McDonald, our sports editor, and our beautiful audio engineer, Madison Roberts, and myself. For more on the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.